Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today on this beautiful fall day? Hello, are you there, Nicole? Hello, I know I just spoke to her a minute ago. Nicole, are you live and on the air?
Yep.
Okay, good. I didn't know what happened to you. I was asking you how your day went today.
Oh, it was very good this morning.
Good. It was a beautiful day out. And I was telling you when we got on the show that it's going to be the first time in history that we will not have shows 3 weeks in a row, which won't be until October, but October 17th and the 24th and the 31st. So, you know, you have something, I have something, then we have Halloween. So, interesting enough, so we're going to just have to keep telling people if they want to talk to us, they better do it in the next few weeks, because otherwise, I don't know. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you today. And we've had some interesting shows in the last few weeks, by the way. A lot of interesting people calling in and always messaging me afterwards and thanking us for our advice and our help and all of that. And, you know, I've been noticing in the last few weeks that the whole ghosting epidemic seems to be even more than it was in the past. I thought we were sort of like, okay, it was going to be something that would happen and people would get better at it and stop doing it. But what I've been hearing, the people have been ghosting people like crazy lately, just not calling them or disappearing or whatever. So I'm going to call them on that behavior again. And oddly enough, because I get asked by reporters all the time to comment on different things. And one reporter asked me to comment when ghosting is okay. And I was like, answer them. I can't answer that because I don't think ghosting is ever okay. So I'm sorry. I'm the wrong person to ask about this. So, you know, my feelings are, please, you know, let people know, you know, what's going on, or, you know, just take a minute to, you know, you don't even have to talk to someone, a text, say, you know, I'm sorry, it's just not working out, or it's me or whatever. But, you know, it's really become such an epidemic. But could you imagine that now they're looking for when it's okay to ghost and all of that. So I guess it's becoming something that's going to be acceptable. You know, like, this is an acceptable means of communication.
Well, you know what? I think that, I mean, for me, I would say that the only time, and I don't even know if it even qualifies as ghosting completely, the only time it would be okay for you to just drop off the face of the earth on somebody, short of like maybe death or prison, I don't know. But, you know, I would say that if it's really, really that bad, if you have gone out of your way to try to break up with somebody, if, you know, you have had the conversation, if, you know, you have vocalized that, listen, it's not working out and you don't want to be with them anymore, and it's the type of situation where they're not taking no for an answer, where, you know, now in reverse, you're trying to let them go, but they're not letting you let them go sort of situation. You know, so you ask them to stop calling and they continue to call. You ask them to stop texting, they continue to text. You know, things like that. If you're vocalizing your need to be away from this person and they're not listening to you, then I would say it is okay to ghost them, not call them back, not entertain anything from them, and just completely ignore their existence. And the only reason why that's okay is because you have made the effort. Up, and there goes my fire alarm. Sorry, Cindy.
Oh, the fire alarm, huh? Well, yep. Maybe they're telling me that this is the right thing that you're saying. You're hot on this topic.
Yeah, right. I might be hot on this subject, but yeah. So, you know, for me, the only time it would ever really be okay is in that situation.
Right, exactly. And also, that's not really, I wouldn't even consider that ghosting. You've already made closure. And if the person keeps bugging you, that's different. You know what I mean? But I'm just seeing it's becoming like more acceptable as a word, as an activity. You know, it's a little bit crazy to me that this is becoming such a cultural phenomena at this point. The reason that it stirred me up today was that they had asked me to, you know, comment on, you know, when it's acceptable. And I said, look, I'd have to rack my brain around this a lot to come up with this, but I really am not going to.
I'm not sure that my scenario qualifies as ghosting. You know, simply because you're making the effort to let the person go, but that's really the only time.
But I said to them, I guess you never listened to my radio show, because I don't think you would have asked me if ghosting is ever acceptable. You know?
Yeah, probably not.
You know, but it's one of those things. I just get those emails from people all the time saying, oh my God, she ghosted me, he ghosted me, whatever. And, you know, just it's let's hope this has become a whole national epidemic. Now, I could see that TJ's on the 0462, so maybe we'll see what TJ has to say a minute before we do some screening of who might be here and wanting to talk to us. And, of course, if you want to talk to us, you must press 1. So
please.
Let's see what TJ might have to say.
Okay, well, Cindy, why don't you pick up TJ, and then I'll jump into the chat room, and I'll get some of these people screened.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Hi, TJ. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm here with Todd. We just got back in. It's wonderful. You sound great. I love you, dear. You're the sweetest ever. And I'll see you, you have, you'll tell me later what to do.
Yes,
anyway,
I do have people here till about 9:30. People are here about 9:30.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll see you then, dear.
And how is the weather? Is it cold sailing today?
I'm working with Todd to see on the car. Like, ooh, it's warm.
All right. Well, you're cutting in and out, and so I'm going to let you to go on your merry way. And Nicole is screening people, so we'll see if anybody needs our advice tonight. So I'll see you later, and thank you for calling into our show. Bye. Okay, he's on a sailboat, so I think he cut in and out. Remember, if you do want to talk to us, you have to press 1, and Nicole is screening a caller right now. And just to remind our listeners, if you want to call into us, please do before October 17th, because between October 17th and after Halloween, we won't be here either. So we'll be off for 3 weeks in a row in October 17th, 24th, and 31st. So if you have something you want to say to us, it might be a good time to do it now. Okay, so we have Teresa. Okay, and is this a Teresa that's called in before?
Yes,
Nicole?
It is Teresa that has called in before. Yep, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. I know that.
Okay, yes. I just jumped out of the chat room. We do have Teresa. Teresa has called us before. She is your Teresa. And she wants to know, just in general, do you see any romance in the future? Is business going to pick up? But she also has an opportunity to go and go upon this venture with someone else, and she's getting kind of mixed reviews. So she wants to know your thoughts on that. So here we go to Teresa.
Okay, good.
Hello, Teresa. You're
on the air. Hi. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good. You sound very good. I'm glad to hear you're sounding great.
Oh, thank you. That's because I'm in the car and I'm on my way home. I couldn't be happier.
Well, that'll do it. That'll do it. And your health is better now?
I think so. I'm starting to get back to where I should be, I think. You know, I mean, I'm giving it the old college try, you know. It's not easy to, you know, to change your lifestyle around, you know, around everything. But it's working out.
Okay,
you know,
good.
I'm very busy business-wise and stuff. And you know, I wanted to ask you a question. It's funny.
Sure.
Because... Well, more than one question. I got a million questions, but regarding business, I have. I was thinking about going into a venture with another person. I was going to bring him on board, and I know that I, you know, we both have something to bring to the table. I think I have more to offer than he does, and I have a very good friend. As a matter of fact, we have a very good friend that. She feels that this may, you know, she seems to be very negative about it. And, you know, I mean, she sees things, you know, and I know that she's looking at things in a way where she's trying to protect me. Okay. And because she's a, you know, smart lady, you know, but I think that she doesn't feel like it's a good idea just by listening to the things that are coming out of her mouth. And I really, before I move forward with him, I wanted to know your feelings on it.
Okay. And have you, you'll be sure you'll have everything in writing with him? And
oh, yes.
Okay. Because we know that's important. You know, how long have you known this particular man?
A few years now.
Right. Because it looks like a little bit long-term, you know, thing going on here. You know, he looks like, he wants to do this venture, and he's very enthusiastic about it, that much I see. Do you find him to be a very hardworking person?
Well, I think that I would have to probably put a bomb under him a little bit. I mean,
that's
give him
what,
a
that's
nudge.
What your dad
I think
just
that
said. That's what your dad just said. Your dad said the same thing. Well, if you light a bomb under him, it might work. Because what I see is that he wants to... I'm not kidding. Your dad just did the same comment at the same moment you did, because the first thing he told me, he's not the hardest working guy I ever saw, okay? And
right.
The thing about it is I know you a long time. You're what I call the donkey person. And of course anybody would want to do business with you because you're going to do the work of 8 people. It looks like he talks a good game, but I'm not sure he's going to step up to the plate entirely. So if he doesn't do the share of work he's supposed to be doing, are you going to be able to have the strength to step up and do his work and your work?
I would probably have to have a conversation and make sure that if he's not going to step up to the plate, he'll have to hire someone out of his pocket to carry his load. You know, I mean, it's going to be, you know, I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, and I know that I'm the only... And this is going to sound odd, but I'm the only real knowledgeable individual with regard to doing this. I have to teach him to an extent, but
right.
He does have the appropriate licensing necessary, so he does carry something I need.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't really have a lot of use for him. He's also very personable, and he can be the person that brings a lot of business to the table. And I do business with him now. He does give me work. But this is like work that we would be doing, I guess, together, because he really would like to, I guess, you know, make more money and improve on himself. You know, he's rebuilding himself as well. The issue with him is he has a, you know, there's a concern because he was, oh, my God. Okay, he was... Yeah, no, an ambulance just passed me.
Okay, I was hoping you weren't getting pulled over.
No. He did have an indiscretion, and he did have his license suspended for a period of time, and now he's back in business. And this is where Jeannie's, my friend's concern is with the, you know, thinking that he's going to do the same thing again, but I don't see that in him. I'm not feeling that kind of a thing in him, and really it was a, I really don't know the whole story, so I can't really, you know, comment on what he did or didn't do. But, you know, I mean, she said, she's more concerned that he's going to try and do something that's not right. And then,
well, I saw a little bit of, I saw a little bit of that here too, okay? That, you know, he might not be always as ethical as you might want him to be. But again, if you, so that's a concern that I saw a little bit here too. And again, if you go in with this, go in with your eyes open and have it all in writing and whatever. He isn't the kind of man you can control at times. If he's going to do what he wants at times, so you know it's.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see why you might be intrigued by him or interested in him because it looks like, you know, it has the potential to make money here, for sure. But there are a few red flags, so, you know, I would just be careful that everything is in writing and, you know, that kind of things. And, you know, again, when people don't do ethical things, it's hard to put in writing, you know, what, how to protect that. But, you know, I would just, you know, talk this over, really work on what you guys would be doing for a while, like before you do anything permanently, like, you know, meet with him, talk with him, and maybe for a few weeks before you do anything, just to be sure he's like the exact partner you want. You know, there just are a few red flags. They're not major, major red flags, but they have a potential, you know, to be something. I mean, do you know, do you personally know things that he did that are unethical?
Well, he said to me, he told me about his, you know, he had the problem that he had, and what I saw was, you know, a man, when I was working closer to him, like when we had shared or space or we were, you know, leasing space next to each other, I actually saw a man that was very cautious and very concerned about, you know, moving forward and rebuilding himself, and he didn't want to do anything that was out of the way. So I know he was, you know, he's trying to do the right thing, which gave me the impression, you know, I think that maybe he would never go that far. And the other issue, the other thing is that I have zero intentions of allowing him to have or be a signatory on any financial paperwork.
Okay, perfect. You know, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, because, he had an issue with using funds that he should not have been using, or I don't know whether he used them or something happened with them that he shouldn't have done, and they came and they, you know, like a hatchet, they kind of smacked him, and they suspended him for a period of time. And the fact that they only suspended him tells me that he really, whatever he did, wasn't huge. Because, you know, he would have been, you know, done. They would have taken his license, and that would have been it. So,
right. Well, that's, I mean, I do see a few, you know, a little few things that just be careful, okay? Just, you know.
He's charming. That's the other issue.
And what I know about you is charming men can sometimes get you to not always see what you need to see. And I don't want him to be a prince that becomes the beast in business, okay? And charming people are often the ones you got to really watch yourself with, okay? Because they can make a few things.
Oh, he's a very nice-looking man. He's very attractive. That's what I really meant by that. I don't know so much about his charm, but he's an attractive individual. I got to
give
him that.
Okay, so your father just said to me, because your father's very funny, if he was an ugly son of a bitch, would you do business with him?
No.
Okay.
Good point.
Okay, because your dad was kind of good looking, wasn't he?
Yes.
And just your father saying, I mean, are you interested in him in more than just business? Is what your dad's getting at, also.
No, that would never happen. But no. You know, we work together, and I actually hired him to help me with my with a lawsuit that's going on, so I'm hoping that he's going to be able to handle that. You know, so, but other than that, I, no, I would not get involved with him personally. He's, that's not an option.
Right. And, you know, but I just think that be careful with this. I would just like not get immediately involved with it. Just feel it out a little bit first to be sure it's in your best interest. Okay. Because, you know, there's a little hesitation from the other side, like your father won't fully give this man an endorsement, okay?
Okay.
And we are not talking to your mother because I don't really want to hear what she might say right now, but your father is the one that's really got your back always, and you know that. So, you know, think about it. Call in again in 2 weeks or so and see how you're feeling about it at that point. Again, because I think some things may play out in the next 2 weeks that may help you make a decision. Very,
okay.
You know.
Because, you know, he's texting me, you know, and throwing it out there, and I'm like, well, okay, let's, because he's throwing me work. So, I mean, that's a positive thing, but, you know, and I'm like, well, we have to sit down and discuss this. This has to be hashed out because I'm not going to sit there and be the worker while you collect the money is basically what I would have to say to him, but you're right.
And just saying it, you've been through this before with people. But they say, because charming people, narcissists, always tell us what we want to hear, but the bottom line, when it comes to the work, they don't do it. And, you know, and sometimes they're very sweet, and they keep saying, yeah, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, yeah. But it doesn't get done. You know what I'm saying? And he's that kind of a person. I could see him, you know, yesing you a lot to death and yet not doing what he promises. So keep that in mind. And you're also looking for love. Are you doing anything to find love?
Yeah, well, I'm trying. I'm going out. I actually put myself on a, you know, and this is really something I don't like. I put myself on a dating site, and it cost enough money, my goodness, but, you know, I don't know. I don't see anything really developing with anyone. I don't see anyone that's actually local, or I should say, you know, in New York. I do.
Right.
I'm going out. I'm trying to put myself out there. I just don't, I'm not meeting anybody, you know.
Well, it takes a little time. You know, don't get discouraged because, you know, it doesn't happen in a minute. Rome wasn't built in a minute. Give yourself a little bit of time because you are supposed to be with a soulmate. And it does look like 2020 is going to be a very good year for you. So I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't find someone, you know, sooner than later. I mean, you were sick for a while, so I think that put your life a little bit on hold. So now a soulmate is definitely coming for you. You know, don't give up. Again, where are you going? Where do you go to meet people?
Well, strangely enough, I went fishing all by myself on a party boat.
Wow.
I did that one day.
That was good.
Yeah, because I like fishing. Honestly, I said, well, you know what? If I don't meet anybody, because I know men like to fish, if I don't meet anybody, it's okay because I don't mind fishing and I don't mind the silence, you know. Sometimes you need silence to think, you know, and I love the water. So I did that.
Were you able to talk to anybody when
you
know, were fishing?
No one sitting there. Nobody that would be. Of interest, I should say. My conversation wound up with some young children.
Right.
You know, families, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, I really didn't have an opportunity other than, you know, just like I said, some young families and kids. But, you know.
Right.
You never know. I'm going through,
but,
you know,
okay,
I mean,
that's
I
good.
Go out to
that's
concerts
good.
and I try to go to fairs. I go to like I love those little street, you know, the street fairs and stuff like that. I try and do that. And I'm not a big bar person, but I do go. I'll go out to dinner and I'll sit at the bar at the restaurant and eat my dinner there. maybe, you know, meet someone. It's just difficult. It really is difficult. And I'm very talkative. I talk to people.
Right.
You know, I'm very out there.
It does look like keep doing that. And again, it takes time to manifest love. It doesn't happen in a second for a lot of people. But I don't get discouraged because it's going to come for you. I mean, you know, you're a person that's not meant to be alone at all. So it looks like 2020 looks like a very good year for you. Again, I would be careful with this business deal because I'm not sure that's in your best interest at this point. But love looks great, you know, in the future. Really good.
Well, I hope this guy, even though he's like, you know, maybe he may not be the person I should go into business with. I hope he takes care of my lawsuit. I have two attorneys that both of them that are taking care of lawsuits, and neither one of them, they both need bombs. You know, the other one with the money that's owed to me, I hope I get my money.
Yes,
I
see you getting your money, okay? And that looks good. And I'm glad you're suing these people because I remember when this happened to you, you weren't sure what to do, but I'm glad you're suing them. You know,
yeah,
well,
I have to. I need the money. It wasn't a small amount, so I can't really just turn around and say, okay, you know. You know, it's a lot of money.
Right.
It's a ridiculous amount of money.
But I do see you getting your money back.
And then I hope the other lawsuit is okay. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen there. But I'm praying because that's very important to me. That's my, you know. That's my home.
Right.
So,
and that, you know, that looks like you'll get that. So I'm not worried about that. And so the basic thing is, you know, think before you leap into the business, you know, be sure it's in your best
mm-hmm.
interest. Because you don't need a business partner that you do all the work for. You do all the work. Yeah.
I know. And you know what? You're right. And my thought, you can't force somebody to move and work, you know, if it's not in them, you know, people are either workers or they're not, and I have a feeling
What I wanted you to come to the realization. People are either the donkey people or they're not the donkey people, okay? The donkey people do the work of eight people. You don't have to tell them to do it, you know, and he seems more like the kind of person that will tell you he's going to work hard and promise you he's going to be working hard, but I don't necessarily see that he's going to work hard. You know, there's a difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, you live long enough, you start not ignoring red flags. Do you know what I mean? And you know, you saw some of the things he did or your friend's opinion, but everybody would want to do business with you because you're a super-duper hardworking person. So I can get why they would want to be your business partner, okay, you know? But you don't need the stress of you already had a hard business lesson that you're now suing these people, you know, because they.
And that's how I met. I met him through them. So.
Oh, you mean their friends?
He was actually someone that they were trying to bring in, and he wound up. I guess maybe they wanted him to do work, and when he started not getting paid, I think he left.
Oh, well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
That kind of like is the story with anybody that was there. But, you know, I mean, that's how I met him. And that's how, you know, and he turned around and I guess they were a little too unethical to him. And he was still waiting to make sure that his license was safe and he was getting it back. And he just left them because I think they were beyond unethical.
Well,
and
you'll do us a favor and call in about 2 weeks and let us know what you've come to the conclusion.
I certainly will.
And ask the universe to give you clear signs as to what you should do. Okay, very clear signs, because they usually will. Once we ask, they will. Okay, and again.
And
I'm
hopefully they'll tell me where I'm going to go to meet my Prince Charming.
Okay, and again, it's get yourself out there, people. You got to get out there, you know. And if you don't get yourself out there, then you can't meet somebody. So I know you will get yourself out there. Well, call in again and let us know what happens.
I will, and thank you very much. And
okay, we love
thank
you, Teresa.
For taking
we're glad
my
you're
call
feeling
today.
Better. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, isn't it always hard, Nicole, when you're trying to figure out, should I do business with someone or shouldn't I do business? But, you know, when we have these, like, I'm not sure, it's usually our own gut feelings kicking in. And, you know, there are times when I've gotten involved with people in business and it wasn't much of a choice, but I knew it was kind of not going to be to my benefit, and it always turns out not to be to my benefit, so I trust my gut now on business. Now, if anybody wants to talk to us, please press 1. I know I had someone who I thought was going to call in today, but he hasn't called in, so I'm not sure why not, because I'd gotten an email about someone going to call in, but he is not, and I think someone who wanted him to call in is on the phone, so he's on listening, so he has not called in, so I cannot help him at this point. So anyway, we have a little bit going on about for those of you just joining us, because some people have just joined us, about someone who wasn't sure about taking a business partner, and she's going to get back to us and find out what she has discovered. So, Nicole, are you there, darling? Because I just want to check if you're still on or you're still screening. Nicole,
can you hear me?
Still screening. Oh, yeah. Okay.
There I am.
Now, with Teresa, you know, it's hard because when I see the cards, for some people, it's not a clear cut. Like, they're awful. Some people there is. Like, they're awful, don't get involved. It's the ones that sort of look okay, but there's a few red flags. And, you know, I'm learning to be a little more trusting of red flags and maybe not getting involved with certain people if I see too many red flags or sense them at this point.
You know what it is? I mean, for me, I don't think it was – I mean, forget what the cards say for a second. You can hear that Teresa was there was some apprehension, there was some trepidation there, and I think that, you know, our guts are our second brain, and, you know, if our brain is trying to rationalize something and our gut is just saying no, we should probably listen to it. You know, I mean sometimes, of course, you know, you make mistakes, and sometimes, of course, you know, you do have to use rationale, but in this case, you know, she answered her own question. You know, if the guy wasn't good looking, she probably would just say no. Like, that's a problem.
Right, because
you know?
Women, by the way, if the first election women ever voted was for Warren G. Harding. And he was probably the worst president in the world, if you can imagine, worse than anything. And he was good looking. And it was women voted for him because he was good looking. So, you know, if someone's particularly good looking, they tend to, you know, sometimes use those good looks to get us to be something they wouldn't. And it was kind of a question that I wouldn't have even come up to ask. I wouldn't even have thought to ask her, would you have not gone into business if he wasn't good looking?
Yep.
It was her dad, her dead dad, who asked me to ask her that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you know, I mean, that's the one telltale sign right there.
Right. I mean,
you know,
the
that's
dad,
the one telltale sign there.
And what the universe tries to tell us is be careful. You know, like with people who are charming us or whatever. And, you know,
and also,
why do you think with salespeople, they have good-looking people oftentimes, really good-looking people?
Of course. But, you know, the other thing that I noticed out of that was not only the good-looking question, but also the fact that she said on more than one time that she kept telling him they needed to talk, but he kept throwing her business, and he kept throwing things her way. So to me, that's somebody that is obviously, and salespeople do this, you know, a lot. They try to incentivize people to continue to do business with them. So by her saying that she needs to talk to him about what the future of that relationship is going to be, and then him continuing to incentivize her, he clearly is getting his own gut feeling that she might not want this particular venture. She might not want this particular relationship. And he's throwing the incentives at her to almost force her hand into wanting it. Because when you're getting money for it, anybody is going to say, well, I don't want to lose the money, especially if it's a new business.
Right. And it's also...
So it's kind of like a manipulation on his part, I feel.
That's what I thought a little bit, because it's also because older souls always feel indebted to people if they help you, give you business, blah, blah, blah. We always feel indebted to return that favor. So mm-hmm. it's almost like he's putting her in that position. And, you know, she's a woman in business. She's a very good businesswoman, but, you know, she got burnt last year. And part of it is
yep.
not listening to our gut soon enough. And,
yeah.
you know, and if you're in doubt, you know, when you're a writer, if you're in doubt about something staying in your play or in your book, it's called, if you're in doubt, cut it out. I kind of think that's in life.
Yeah.
If you're in doubt, just cut it out. You know what I mean? Just forget.
Yeah.
you're better off, you know, not to get involved with someone who could potentially do more harm than good. So in business,
mm-hmm.
I think we have to really trust our gut. I know I trust mine. Sometimes we're not in a position
yep.
to be able. I mean, sometimes you're in a position where you have to deal with these people. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, and your gut's telling you they're not good, but maybe that was the only choice there, and you knew it from the beginning, and then you have to make the best of it. You know what I mean? But
yep.
if you have a choice before you go into business, it's always something to, you know, think about and be sure. It's like with marriage. If you marry the wrong partner, you really affect your whole life. You know, it affects a lot of decisions, especially if that person becomes the mother or father of your children. And, you know, so before we get into business partnerships or marriage or anything, be sure we know fully who this partner is. And that's why I said to her, why rush on it? She doesn't know him long enough. You know, see what happens in the next few months as you know somebody. People who are narcissists or unscrupulous can't really pretend to be that good for all that long. They will show their colors. It's just that if we get involved too fast, we don't always see it. So let's hope she will get back to us and let us know what she decides on. So we do have someone
yep.
who pressed 1, and I think
yeah,
I know who it is.
Them.
Okay, I think it may be Pat, but let's see. I could be wrong,
let's
but
see.
I think it's Pat. So sometimes she calls in. Let's see what Pat has to say. If that's her, could be somebody else, though.
Okay, hello, you're on the air. 3403, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi, it's not Pat.
Oh, it's not Pat. Okay, she's
okay.
a very similar number. Okay, so it's not Pat. So who is this?
This is Carrie.
Okay, and where are you calling in from?
From Long Island.
Okay, good. So you must have something on your mind, and why don't you just get right in there?
I
tell
do.
Us what
I,
it is.
I heard the last caller mention about, and you were telling her about getting out there to, you know, if you want to meet someone, you have to put yourself out there. And this past few months, I've made that choice to start doing that and trying to actually meet someone. And it's really hard. And I'm
yes.
allowing out. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So
especially, it's harder for women right now because, in many ways, because what happened is women have allowed men not to commit. And women have allowed men to, like, have sex with Tinder and all of that and not have to commit. And have allowed them to commit and then become just your friend or just a booty call, blah, blah, blah. So what's happened from a decade of that kind of dating behavior is now men don't want to commit. They don't want to be. It's like, really? So even if it's something that's working, like if so many clients that they're dating someone they met for 3 months and it's so great and it's always great, and then they find out he's still on a dating app, blah, blah, blah. So it's not that easy because of the dating climate right now.
Hmm.
And yet, you know, if we're going to practice the laws of attraction, and I had to teach a course in the laws of attraction at Connecticut Library this week, so I had to really brush up on it. We have to kind of try not to keep saying it's hard or things like that, not dwell on that and try to focus more. I mean, I'm telling you, I understand what you're talking about because we understand the dating world here, okay? And yet you just want to say things like, well, I just need one good man. I mean, I just need one good man. And there's one good man out there for me. And not to let it discourage you, because what happens is if you're out there for 3 to 6 months and it's nothing but bad luck or not happening, it can get discouraging. You know,
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
what the hell? But if you don't get out there, then you're really not going to meet anybody. Do you know what I mean? Like, You know, some people say, well, I think it should just happen organically. Okay, it's like trying to grow a Facebook page organically. You know, you might take 50 years to get 50 likes, okay? You know, that sometimes you have to do things more proactively. So we can't just go sit in our bed and think God's going to airdrop a lover to us. But
what kind of places
are you going? Where have you been going?
I actually went to a multi-year high school reunion and actually talked to someone from my own class that I never knew.
Wow.
And we actually spoke for quite a while. He lives in the same town, and I know he's divorced, but, nothing ever came of that. And that was just a couple of months ago. And
I love the way you talked as if it ever came about it. It's like, what the hell is the matter with people? You have a connection? Like, it's really weird. And,
I know
people have gotten really lazy about it. And, again, I will state it probably to the day I die that the level of porn on the internet has made it so men don't even need to go out and find women. They just sit and watch porn, and they don't need women anymore. So it's really a sorry state out there, you know. So it's like, what happened to, like, when you met a man, like, you know, years ago, like 20 years ago or 10 years ago, if they met you and they talked, they would ask you out for the next week or the next day. They wouldn't talk for a few months, and then you don't talk anymore.
Right.
So they just, and it's, but I'm glad you tried and you saw it. It looks like there was a connection with that guy, too.
I actually saw him after that, about a month after that, in the local deli very briefly. And I said, oh, nice to see you. And he goes, nice to see you. And then I just kind of walked out, and that was it. And I haven't seen him since, but which I thought was really
bizarre. Well, what happened is
bizarre. That's the right word. That's
bizarre.
It.
Okay, thank you, because I know you were trying to be nice and not use the word, but I think this whole behavior is so bizarre. And it's his loss, not yours, because there was a definite connection there, but he got a little scared.
That's how I felt about it. Okay, that's confirmation.
He might have been married, but I will tell you, he was a committed commitment phobic. He married somebody he didn't love all that much.
I know he was divorced. That makes sense. Yeah. Mm.
So now he meets somebody who's got this real connection, and he's scared shitless. But people can commit to lower levels of love. We can name, thousands of bad relationships, and people are in them. It's so hard to name really people in good relationships because people are afraid of
that. I've been in those, and I don't want that anymore. It's got right. I've been in relationships where I knew it wasn't right for a long time and stayed in it anyway, and I just don't want that anymore. So,
and I'm also going to go back and just state karmically something for other people to maybe learn from you. And if you stay too long in relationships that aren't working, and you know they're not working, you've altered when, if you say 2 years and 2 years longer than you should, there might have been a soulmate the universe brought in alignment with you. And they kept putting the thought in your head, end this, and you don't. And then 2 years passes, that soulmate might be with someone else at this point.
Right.
And you altered who could have been brought to you. So when you get that little voice telling you it's time to leave a relationship, get out of it, it might be because the universe does have someone ready for you. And they don't want to, and they want you to get out so you could meet this person. So, and I'm glad you don't want to settle anymore.
No.
You'd rather be alone than be with someone that's not a heart, soul, mind, body, connection. And that's good because women do have to stand on their own 2 feet without a man for a little bit, psychologically, spiritually, physically, financially. So they won't settle for toxic love, because they know they can stand on their own 2 feet. So you are in a sort of testing pattern to see if you can do it. Most women can't leave a man unless there's another man there. I'm very proud of you that you left, and there's nobody there. And yet, how long were you out of the dating world? Like, how long were you in a relationship before you entered the dating world again?
Well, I was with that last person for almost 10 years, and then it's been a year, almost 2 years now that I've been on my own.
Okay, and I love the way you said 10 years, because we know on this show we tell you relationships work in 5-year cycles.
Yes!
5 years, 10 years, God says, get out of it, fix it, leave it. Okay, so you were really supposed to have left that one at the 5-year mark.
I know that now, yes, you're right.
Okay, so that last 5 years, again, the universe is not going to let you stay beyond 10. I don't know what they would have done, but you were going to be out of that, okay? But that 5 years, the universe probably had 2 or 3 soulmates that could have been brought in alignment with you because we have more than one soulmate. But now they had to, you know, then after a while, the universe doesn't know how long is she going to stay. She's going to stay another 5 years. She's going to stay. And so they don't ready a soulmate because they're not sure, like, you're going to meet this person. So now you've been out of that relationship, and relationships or lack of them tend to work in 5-year cycles. So I wouldn't be surprised that you're brought one as you're approaching the 2-1-3 mark. So that by the time you got to 5 years, you would have been with someone for 2 years now. You would have opened up another cycle with someone. So it seems like you're due for that love to come. And also, you're not the same woman you were 2 years ago. So if they had brought you a pretty instant soulmate, like they, you know, kind of manifested one for you immediately, it probably wouldn't be the guy for the long haul because you've changed so much in these 2 years. So what you would have wanted in love 2 years ago is not what you want now.
That's so true.
So you have to, trust that the universe is bringing you what you want in the perfect timing that they need to bring it. And, you know, if I were you, I would write down what my ideal soulmate would be like because, you know, in positive terms, sober, strong, you know, hard work, whatever it is you want. And you're going to notice that there's things you're going to write down that you wouldn't have even thought to write down 2 years ago. And I would also tell you not to waste time on dating people who don't want to commit to you, okay? Like that guy, you know, he proved himself by disappearing. He's not ready for a higher love. He's not rejecting you. He's rejecting the higher love you offered him. If you're, you know, from the beginning, you know, after 2 dates or 3 dates, state that you're looking for commitment. You don't want drama. You don't want disease. You don't sleep with people who are sleeping with other people. State it. Believe it. Make them believe it. If they run away because that's not what they're looking for, better at the third date than, you know, the 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, because this isn't what they want. So don't try to get into where you're the Sex and the City girl because it isn't going to work for you. You know, ask for that commitment. And if a man doesn't want to see you regularly, see it as a very big red flag. This thing about men seeing women once every 2 weeks. What the hell's the matter with people?
I don't know.
My left is my generation. I'm 66. Men came to see us every day. They wanted sex. Okay? This is absurd to me. I never saw anything like this. And my friends and I would just laugh about this, that men only, they're all working so hard they can only see you once every 2 weeks. Really? That I don't believe for 1 minute. So if they don't want to see you regularly, if they're not wanting a commitment and that's what you want, don't waste your time with it because you're not going to change these people. They've got
that's
set
true.
In their ways. This is what they want. You know what I mean? And you know, you don't have to, you know, judge it. That's fine, but it doesn't work for you. But in this dating climate, like, don't waste time. If a man says he's not looking for commitment, believe him. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't assume you're a couple. Okay? Too many people assume that they're couples. You know, and I have clients that I've been through this with them so many times. And they, you know, every time they, I'm really in love with him. I'm loving him. We're like, blah, blah. And then it turns out they find out he's on a dating app. And I'll be like, well, did you have the talk? No, but I assumed it. Don't assume it. Don't assume you're a couple. Don't, you know, you have to have the talk. Okay.
Right.
Because, you know, the women, there seems to be a disconnect where the women think it's a relationship and the men think it's a booty call or something, you know. So,
right.
So don't be afraid to state what you want. And,
you
know, I mean, as a playwright, I usually write romantic comedies and things where people have love affairs. The last one, the one I'm writing now, The Karma Bums, I couldn't get this play to get right for like a year. And I finally realized I'm trying to make people couple when they're not doing that in this world. So it's actually about how people are not coupling up, how they're just doing. And I was like, I couldn't believe that this was the play that God wanted me to write. I'm like, really? You want me to write about this? Yeah, it's a problem that people have forgotten how to be a couple and how to make that work.
And you bring
and, you
in
know, we
an
talked about
awareness.
When the show opened, ghosting, the disappearing. Again, have the courage to say, look, you're probably the love of my life, but I'm too fucked up and I can't do this. You know, whatever it is, don't just disappear and leave people thinking like they did something wrong. And that guy that you met, believe me, soulmates are usually brought to 20, 30 years before they reconnect again. You were brought to reconnect. There was a definite connection there, but he got scared. So, okay, that was one soulmate they brought in alignment with you. Okay, so now we'll bring another one.
Okay.
That man will not be offered another soulmate anytime soon, by the way. Because he's the one who's responsible for this not going forward. But, you know, it's frustrating out there because of the nature of the dating world. But once you put in your mind that you're looking for commitment, that's what you want, the universe will bring men into alignment with you that think that way.
Great.
Are you only looking on, are you online dating? Are you doing that too?
No, I don't do that at all. Actually, I do go out. I go to concerts and I travel a bit. And I meet people. I've never done a dating site ever.
Good. But older souls tend not to do those because they don't like the concept of shopping for someone.
Right.
It's a little distasteful to them. And also, it's not that you can't find someone on those sites. It's just, if that's the only way people are looking, I'm like, It's like if you're only looking for a job with Indeed, your chances of getting a job are not so great because there's a million people answering every ad there. You're better off to go, like, to the websites directly and look for a job. So it's more like with you, keep going about your life. I would try to meet new people because you've outgrown some of your soul group, what I could see here, and some of the friends that you had that you resonate a little differently now. You might want to go to places where you could meet some new people in your soul group, and it could be a new friend that you meet. It could be her brother, her friend. I would just keep expanding your friendship world a little bit.
Okay, good. I'll do
and
that.
Also, people are good matchmakers. So if someone wants to set you up with someone, because I think God is using people to make them all matchmakers, because all of a sudden people say, oh, my mother told me about this person or my aunt. So, you know, trust if someone says, oh, there's someone that I think you might get along with, and take them up on it, because people are surprisingly good at figuring out who might work out together. And it's always better to meet through other people, too, because, you know, he's not an axe murderer or anything. You know,
that's true.
Okay.
Yes. But I do have some trips coming up and girls' trips and whatnot, you know, just one other friend or whatever. So I'm going.
Make sure you walk away from your friend sometimes and don't just spend time talking with her. Like if a guy's looking over at you, you have to go away from her a bit because he may not want to permeate talk. Yeah. Like the men say, I don't want to permeate a pack of women. You know what I mean? So if a man's looking over at you, just walk over. I always have a funny line. You could say, oh, there's too much estrogen over there. Can I just stand over here for a minute? And you could kind of break in and he'll laugh and you'll usually be able to have a conversation going. But don't ignore that there might be people looking at you that you have to go over and talk. Because if a man's shy, he may not want to approach you. So, you know, again, you know, try in the laws of attraction. I know it's truthful what you're saying, a lot of it, but if we keep dwelling on the negative aspects of it, tends to just bring that to us. So, you know, try to focus more on, you know, what you're meeting your soulmate, that you know there's a soulmate out there for you. But again, don't waste your time. If you go out and the guy, you know, after 3 dates, if you don't sleep with him, he, like, doesn't call you anymore. Well, it's the way it can be. But don't take it personally.
Okay.
Like, because if you take it personally, this dating climate is really difficult.
Okay.
It is really difficult. If you don't take it so personally, you'll realize it's their loss. He's not looking for what I'm selling, and it'll be better for you. So, do us a favor and call in and let us know, like, if you're meeting anybody or if any, you know, anything's working for you.
I'm going to an all-day outdoor concert this Saturday. I'm going away end of October for a week on vacation in the Caribbean. So I have things coming up. And then New Orleans coming up, too. So I'll be
all right. So keep steady. And just in your own backyard, you know, walking around in your neighborhood. You know, at a deli you could meet somebody. At Starbucks.
That's right.
Hang out at the library a little bit. You know, they have lots of free events and lectures at libraries you'd be surprised that you could meet people, especially if they're spiritual or a topic that you like, you could meet someone with similar interests. So a library is always a good choice because libraries aren't libraries anymore. The one I went to, Connecticut, boy, that was like a resort without a pool, you know, so there were people there and talking. So try to get out there and So keep us posted, and
I will. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. We enjoyed you. Bye.
I enjoy you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so we have Janine. That's my Janine. Let's try to get her in the last
that
5 minutes.
That is your Janine, my dear.
Remember, she since we knew her, she got married. She had babies.
Oh yeah, yeah. And actually, Janine is not in crisis, which is absolutely lovely. She is, however, just inquiring a little bit about her hubby's business. She might have a question about her son's preschool, but most importantly, she just wants to check in, Cindy. So here we go with Janine.
Oh, we love Janine.
Hi.
Hello, Janine. You're
Hi, Janine. Well, thank you for just checking in. Wow, thank you.
I know. I don't have that much time. The kids are, like, crying, and my husband's trying to do the bath, and I was like, I'm on a call. So I'm hiding downstairs. But I wanted to say hi. I never get a chance to call in, and thank you for everything always, and just say, you know, things are good.
Good. And your husband's business does look much better, okay? He has a really good 5-year period opening up. So you can realize he's worked so hard at this, and it looks like it's finally going to manifest and yield what he's been working
God,
so hard for.
Every day I'm like, can you give me any money? I can't even tell you. I have so much debt, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I need money. I you know, can you give me money? And he is working so hard. I never see him. So I was like, what is going on? Why can't I pick up on what's going on? And that's why I was like, let me just ask. I feel good, but I don't see it.
Well, it's going to manifest. He's been working very hard at it. And also older souls really worry about money a lot. So when they're in debt, they really freak. Okay.
Yes, that's me.
I can understand why you're freaking. It's not.
I'm right here.
It's not the nature.
One second. Okay, I'm here.
Okay, it's not the nature of older souls to go into debt without worrying about it a lot. Okay, and it does look like that he's, you know, going to have it manifest, and you know, he's as nervous as you are at times. So I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I guess. And I think that's when I go and I say, oh, my gosh. So, you know, do I need to do anything? What can I do?
Well, you have two little kids, so you can take care of them.
Yeah.
You know, trying to have somebody take care of them the full time is probably going to cost you more money than you make working at this point.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I do see you going back to work in the next few years and making really pretty good money yourself. So that will also help with his situation, but his business looks much better. He looks like it's going to yield now, so you could relax a little
bit.
And I know
I mean,
you
it's going to be different.
Did you decide on the preschool?
Yes, I chose Village, and I am so happy. They are so relaxed. They are so nice. They don't kick me out of the building. They are sweet as pie. The woman Beverly is actually so nice, and he's been doing really well, except he tells me it's a little long, Mommy, I miss you, and I cry a little, but he's still good. He goes and he runs out happy.
Good. And so you made the right choice. So you trusted your gut on this, and you made your right choice. So, you know, I'm glad that you're relaxing a little bit about things. Again, when you ask your husband to talk about his business, he doesn't share it with you at all.
A little bit, but like I don't understand. It's really complex. There's investors and shifting of percentages, who says what, and it's a big deal. You know, it's a big thing going on.
Right, and you know he's very smart, and so you know he's finding his way. And, you know, just keep the faith a little bit longer. You've been a good wife. You're trying not to overspend money. So,
I feel depleted in so many ways. I haven't, like, I would do more sessions with you. I would get acupuncture. I would go for a yoga class, but I do nothing. And I'm like, okay, how long? I actually asked the preschool director, teacher, who's this teacher, same person, if I could start doing and teaching yoga there. I don't even care if they give me money, because I just want to get out there and start doing some things. So
yeah, the advice
feel,
is that a little bit to try to see if you can't teach yoga a little bit.
Yeah, that would be good for me.
To get a little bit of extra money and to be good for you. And at first do it for free and see if you can get, like, you know, people that, you know, who you are. But I would do the yoga a little bit. I wouldn't put that on hold much anymore because moms put their life
really
on
ready.
Hold a long time. They put their life on hold. And it's time for you. And but it looks really good. And I wish you would call in again because you got us at the end of the show. If you can call in again and because that's why we're here. We're here for, like, you know, not everybody has money for reading. That's what we're here for. You don't have money for reading.
Yeah.
But Thursday nights are for. We're here to talk to you and call in. And, you know, I always try to answer your emails, too. But
I know, which thank you so much. One day when we are doing great, I'm going to take you to Vegas. I don't know, something.
I know. You just have to be happy. And but I'm going to tell our listeners, Janine did manifest a husband and two babies since she's been calling in. So, you know, she manifested a lot.
Yes, I did all of that work you were just talking about. I really did. I for 6 months, I actually just devoted my life to changing everything and writing it down and doing The Secret and The Magic, those books, and checking in with you and changing, just like not tolerating anything and almost being very old-fashioned. In the
right.
way
Remember,
that I
kept telling
I
you have to be old-fashioned. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
I kept telling you, you got to demand commitment. If you're not going to be old-fashioned, you're not going to get it.
Yep, that's right.
So,
and so it was very different.
They want them to know that you did that. You followed it and you got it. Now, what we want you to do is put that same practice into, like, let's manifest some money here, okay? Let's put that all that practice into, like, manifesting some money. But I do see that happening, and you know, you can always make money, can't always make babies. So I'm glad you made the babies. Okay.
I know sometimes I want a third, but now at 46 and now I'm like, well, I'm good, but I always think, where's my little girl? But maybe I'll get a girl doggy.
You'll have a granddaughter. Don't worry, you'll have a granddaughter, okay?
Right.
So
we could wait.
You might have to wait 25 years or 30 years, but you'll have the granddaughter, okay?
Yeah. No, I love the boys too. I'm so happy with my boys. Like, they are so special and so great, and it was worth the wait having them in my 40s and meeting and waiting for Stephen and not settling for someone I would have definitely divorced. Even though our marriage is not easy right now,
it's never easy.
What being old fashioned is about. You stay in it and you have that commitment, and I could be this, you know, this kind of woman of the millennials who says, you know, oh, I'm out of here if you don't give me such and such. But that's really not what commitment is truly about. So
now
when you're in it, you say, okay, unless your gut is really telling you it's wrong, but not when you're just having some other, you know, difficulties as a family or, you know, life issues. So I don't even know what I'm saying, but I hope that makes sense.
Well, you'll keep us posted, and they're going to knock us off in Blog Talk Radio in about 20 seconds. So I want to say goodbye to you. Call in again.
Yes,
and
thank
good
you
luck
so much.
To you. Okay,
thank you so
you.
Much. I'll
bye.
Talk to you soon. I'll call in earlier next time. I'll try to. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Nicole, so we're at the end of our show. Interesting, different callers.
Yes.
And,
I'm glad we got Janine on real quick.
Me too, because I wanted to just say it does work, but she followed our advice, and she ended up with a husband and
absolutely.
Two children. So, you know, that's how long we've been doing this, okay? Long enough to manifest a husband and two children for her,
Not too shabby, Cindy, huh?
No, I'm proud of that. That's worth 10 years of doing this. Well, good night, and of course we'll speak next week, okay? Bye,
absolutely.
Everybody. Bye.